handle business cards.
Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy, Dog Child, off the ground, 85.
I see you down there, looking like you need me over there. Yeah, so stay right there, I'm gonna come around. But this dance floor is crowded, girl.
Swallowed every word I said. I never thought you'd
you be so easily led? 1 billion lights that will burn in our eyes till the morning. Run for our lives as we watch all the stars fall on Broadway. He said, I come from New York City, and I'm hard to satisfy, 'cause I want someone like you. You look so pretty in New York City. Said you got sold on the city and its dreams. Picture perfect girl straight out of magazine. Yeah, you couldn't believe someone like me would leave you so weak. Took me down on the street, 'cause you don't need no sleep. 1 billion lights up will burn in our eyes till the morning. Oh, we'll run for our lives as we watch all the stars fall on Broadway. He said, I come from New York City, and I'm hard to satisfy, 'cause I want someone like you. You look so pretty in New York City.
Yeah. come down here acting hard if you want to and get hemmed up at M.I. Crooked. Let us throw your M's up. Around here we wear Reeboks, put them Tims up. And if you with me, you gotta with all of them, bruh. In the dirty, we live like so and take it simple. But get caught sniffing, and this is what you're in for. A real smooth jack now, automatic gat round. Mendenhall, Hattiesburg, Gulfport, Jacktown. PG, Pascagoula, West Point, Greenwood, Starkville, Indianola, represent Stonehood, Vicksburg. Throw it up, Hazelhurst, throw it up. Affiliating this mother, we about to blow it up. Now that you know it up, represent it, show us love. What you thought it was, it's Mississippi Club. I'm never sober, always buzzed off that dragging drug. Still stopping waist high in that Mississippi mud.
Coming straight out of that Jack Town is where we gon' die. Ain't number real rolling round this side. So if you ever get the mess, you better hold a reply. Study your own, get your own, it don't slip up. 500,000 on pianos with a tip cup. Gum gangster dress with a gangster. I'm never drinking less and always smoking. Staying on cloud nine, lyrics blowing your wig. Still ducking the cops, which we call them the pig. They don't really want trouble. We busting they bubble. If you stink at them, cause I really don't love them. They catch an attitude, till I give them the blues. You wanna converse, well, then here go the rules. Keep your head down and your heels high. Laying it down for that crooked eye, crooked eye.
M-I, crooked letter, I, crooked letter, I, humpback, humpback, I. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports this morning, early in the a.m. Hi, I am Beth, and that was Affiliated Music, JMA Hip Hop Award winners a couple years ago. That I hadn't played that recently. So I decided to play that Mississippi song since I played the song before it called New York City. I love that acoustic song of New York City. There's a radio version of it also, but that acoustic version is so awesome. That band is called Ramona. It happens to be a Burberry models group. And I located that song on Burberry clothing. Fashion Lines Facebook page. So just shout out to them. Hope you all don't mind me playing that song. I like to get okays and permission. And of course you all know the song that started it was Target Practice by Austin Brown. And wow, again, I must remind you all and tell you all, those of you who don't know, Austin 85 trailer will be released on Video Choice On Demand channel on Monday on the 27th. A lot is going down on the 27th. Wow. Really? One of my favorite designers, which I always talk about, Anthony Mark Hankins, he will be returning back to HSN also and have specials all day long on Monday the 27th. These are Eastern times, 12 a.m., 1 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 12 p.m., 2 p.m., 5 p.m. You all visit hsn.com and click the fashion tab, Anthony Design Originals. And also you can call 1-800-284-7171 And, you know, friend him on Facebook and like his pages and tweet him at Anthony, at A-N-T-T-H-O-N-Y, because he's fun and very fun to network with. I mean, he's really a hands-on designer who really, I mean, he urges his fans, friends, and family to, you know, share feedback and conversate, network with him. And, you know, he admits that he loves women and he loves to design for women. He loves to talk to his female clients and friends and supporters and so on. So, check him out on Monday. But like I said, you know, Target Practice will be coming out the trailer on Music Choice on Demand Channel. I'm with Comcast, so be with Comcast. But that channel is a Comcast channel, right? But hopefully BET and VH1 Soul and Fuse and MTV and MTV Jams and I think I said VH1 Soul and so on will not be too far behind and put him on their active playlist and put Target Practice and other songs on their heavy rotation. I was about to say in rotation, but heavy rotation also. So that's pretty cool. But today we're talking about what is it to do this summer? You know, what's fun and, you know, to do. Don't hesitate to call and let me know, because you all know I don't get out much and I need to start getting out. So that's one thing why I'm looking forward to getting in school in Dallas and work, is I can get out more. But it's a lot to do here in the state of Mississippi. But don't you all love that song, Mississippi? Born in Mississippi, I know all of you, in each state you always learn certain things about your state, state bird, state flower, state song. And one thing that we learn at an early age is that M-I, crooked letter, crooked letter, I, crooked letter, crooked letter, I, humpback, humpback, I. That's an easy way for us to learn how to properly spell Mississippi also. So I remember in kindergarten learning M-I, crooked letter, crooked letter, I, crooked letter, crooked letter, I, humpback, humpback, I. So I guess every state has a fun way of teaching kids and newcomers how to, you know, spell their state's name and just have fun with the state. Our state flower is the magnolia flower. Just sharing a little tidbit. Like I said, I like you, this show, to have a positive vibe, and I really feed off of your vibes and your inspiration and in networking with you and what I get from talking to you on the phone, messages, emails. Shout out to everyone who recently sent me friend requests on different pages and connected with me on LinkedIn and so on. Thank you. I thank you again for the views. I'm reaching 18,000 views from March 21st. This is amazing, you know, because if I was at 800, I'd be like, wow, but close to 1,800, that's amazing. Thank you so much. It's worldwide to all of my – I need to learn how to say good morning and goodbye, Rose. Thank you, in several different languages. I'm not going to try to speak fluent in all languages, but at least greet and say thank you and you're welcome and, until next time, goodbye. And I love you in different languages because, you know, internet is amazing. Connect us, you know, worldwide just at an instant click. But let's talk about awesome things to do this summer regarding movies. And you movie buffs, I love going to the movies, but I must admit I haven't been to the movies recently. I ain't even seen Jumping the Broom. And that's going to be on DVD, and we'll be on demand soon. So you all don't hesitate to send me messages and call me. And, you know, one day soon we'll just dedicate a show to movie reviews, talking about certain movies. But and DVD releases and so on. But there's a lot of, you know, concerts going on and festivals and just, you know, places to go. But then some people just remain like, I'm bored, there's nothing to do. But that's one reason why it's important for us to network and inform each other on things to do. Now, if you're interested in coming to the coast and the Mississippi, to the capital here in Jackson City, you know, you should order you a tourism guide. I received my current tourism guide a couple weeks ago, and it's really awesome. So it's really good to log on to visitmississippi.org. And I think the website for the coast, if you're interested in going to the like Biloxi, you know, the area that's close to New Orleans, and Gulf Shores, Alabama. I'm talking like that for on purpose so you all can hear like a little southern accent. Because some people say they do not hear a southern accent when I speak. But I do have a southern accent. I do. I think you can always hear it. But I just kind of loosely let my words come out so you all can hear a little bit of that. But really, I think it's visitmississippicoast.org. If you're interested in visiting, like, the coast and so on. And like I said, you know, we're not far from New Orleans and Memphis and Dallas and Atlanta and Florida and so on. But I know the different Six Flags, if they're not open yet, they will be open on July 1st. Because one of the first things, when I hit Dallas-Fort Worth area, one place I really want to go to, because I haven't been to an amusement park in ages, is Six Flags Over Texas. And so through networking with some of my other friends and also, you know, tweeting and visiting Six Flags sites, most of the parks are opening on July 1st, I think, you know, if they haven't partially opened already. And we know about the Disney World parks. I love Disney World. I haven't been to Disney World since 93, 94, something like that. I've been twice for my senior trip and for, 93, 94. So, before my love interest, may rest in peace. But, and speaking of that love interest, Indiana Black Expo, that's an event that will be happening this summer. In mid-July, visit Indiana Black Expo's website. And also you can tweet them, and they have a Facebook page. And they always have a big family celebration. So visit their website. I've never been to the Indiana Black Expo, but I love going to expos. I've loved going to expos since I was a little girl. Expos are fun. You know, Indiana Black Expo is the same organization that produces the Circle City Classic. Also, wanted to make sure I didn't get it mixed up with the classic. But is it Jack? We have there's a swag tournament. We have a big swag game too, called the Capital City Classic. You know, there are so many classic games, and so I'm kind of excited about football because one of my Facebook friends had chatted with me, and we were talking about the different Southern college teams like LSU and Ole Miss and Mississippi State and Jackson State and Alcorn State and so on. We were just talking about our love for sports, period. But we, you know, we like just chimed in on our love for, you know, our Southern teams down here in Louisiana and in Mississippi and so on. Because that's a whole nother topic dealing with summer. But summer sports is important because what people like to go to training camps. So a concern that we have is, will there be any summer camps, NFL summer camps, for people to go to and have fun at? Because that's something that people like to do in the summertime. And I tweeted a Fox Sports News report and also put it on my Tumblr page and on my Facebook page, where Commissioner Goodall said that he's looking very optimistic for the season starting on time. And so you all check that out if you haven't already seen that report, you know, regarding the talks between the owners and the athletes. So he's pretty optimistic that, you know, we'll be back to business soon, and soon they'll be making a fair decision that's great for all parties involved. You know, and we're the main party that's involved. But also, I want you all to – I found some awesome websites that you should check out. The SeaWorldParks.com, FamiliesOnlineMagazine.com, FineArticles.com also, semicolonblog.com. That's like dealing with places to fun things to do for the whole family. And music, checking out new music, metalunderground.com, because I have a lot of metalheads I know listening to the show. And I encourage and invite everyone to send me some, you know, good music, and especially radio edit music. But if your music is you need parental advisory, you know, I like on my Saturday shows when I do reviews, or I might decide to rate my show not just for all ages but for mature audience, where I can play some of your music. But my show is normally rated for all ages, therefore meaning, you know, limitation on the extent of some conversations and also the lyrical content of some music. But I can produce, which you all know, because there are other Blog Talk Radio shows that are explicit, and they use explicit language, and it's for adults only, and so on. So, well, I can do the same thing with music. So, you know, I encourage you to send me radio edit music for me to play during my regular shows. But then also, you can send me your music, because we are artists, and it's important for you to, you know, to share your artistic talents. But then also, for the movies, I can't believe the show is almost over, but I had to play that fantastic music. And I played a variety also. And then I'll be playing some more new and rare music. Speaking of acoustic, I got my hand on a rare acoustic version of Prince singing Thief in the Temple. And if I can, I will play that in the near future. So that's pretty cool, you know. I like to make sure everything's cool and everything. But movies that are already out are Green Lantern, Super 8, X-Men, First Class. But movies, before I go any farther though, digmovies.yahoo.com. Because when you visit that, I'm sure many of you already do though, you will see the trailers and everything for the movies that are out, and movies that will be released real soon. Now, I will stop live streaming in approximately 15 seconds. So I thank you all for sharing a little quiet time with me this morning. So what's up? What's up? A happy Thursday and a happy summer, and a shout-out to all the NBA drafts and draftees and everything, because, you know, we must not forget the NBA draft is tonight. So, yay. So shout-out to the NBA. Okay, now we're not live streaming anymore, but you all, obviously, if you're listening to me now, you are listening to the broadcast at my profile at blogtalkradio.com, Culture Shock Entertainment, Beth. And what I was saying is you can visit movies.yahoo.com, summers-movie. You can also visit iVillage.com, /big-summer-movies2011. And other top upcoming releases are on June 24th, Cars 2, June 29th, my goodness, everybody's waiting for this movie, I think, Transformers, Dark of the Moon, July 15th, Harry Potter, Deathly Hallow 2, July 22nd, Captain America, The First Avenger. I'm very interested in seeing that movie. July 29th, Cowboys and Aliens. So those are some very interesting movies to check out. I was tuned to Mike and Mike earlier. Now they have switched over to Wimbledon game. Tennis matches are on now. And so I know earlier they were talking about the Women's World Cup will be beginning soon on July 17th and so on. So I shouldn't be watching TV and talking to you all, but my news has changed. You never know. So I had it on there before I came on air, and then, you know, I've been focused on the show, but I just thought about it. Hey, I need to click it back on Mike and Mike right quick just to see if a breaking story is happening as we speak, you know, with the NFL talks happening and with the NBA draft going on tonight and so many young players are anticipating becoming NBA basketball professionals, and their respective teams are, you know, very excited, and obviously we are, the fans and supporters and those in the media. So I just thank you so much. I mentioned that, and also don't, we'll talk about real soon also the book releases and so on. A book that I am reading, it's not a new book, but it's a good book, a book that some of us, that's important to us, is Jillian Michaels' book, Master Your Metabolism, with Mariska Van Alst, The Three Diet Secrets to Naturally Balancing Your Hormones for a Hot and Healthy Body, The Biggest Loser, Strength Coach, and New York Times bestseller, author of Making the Cut, foreword by Christine Darwin. I am reading her book, Jillian Michaels. I read it when I first bought it about a year and a half ago, a year ago. And, you know, if you have to digest important information, especially books that are like reference guides. I mean, because do you really ever finish reading books that you, that's important for you to refer to all the time, you know? So it's an important book to, good book for men and women and all ages and so on. So I just want to share that with me. Let me know also what books that are you reading and recommend books to me, old, new, rare, and all, and especially big summer releases also, okay? So I'm trying to think. There's a lot more news happening. But on tomorrow's show, we will be talking about love, true love. What's your perspective on true love? My friend Reggie Roughneck said that he will call because he says he has a lot to say regarding that topic, regarding love, true love. And so look forward to also hearing him if he calls in tomorrow. So we'll be talking about true love and your perspective on true love. Romantic love, not just true love, because it can be love, but it's all true romantic love. And, you know, some people, you know, if you're optimistic to love or if you're pessimistic towards love. I mean, there are some people that are in long-time relationships and, you know, they appear to be successful, but they're still pessimistic about it. And then there are those that are looking for love, and you know, optimistically. And then there are those that are looking for love, but they still, you know, pessimistic about, oh, well, I'd never find that true love. You know, I'm a hopeless romantic, but I'm not out there looking for love. Like I told you all, I'm legally married, so I can't wait to become free and single and no more a slave. But I'm romantically unattached. I'm not looking for love, but I don't want to be blind to love either. I don't want to, you know, somebody be standing right in front of me and I not see them, be looking around them. But I'm pretty much focusing on personal, professional development and working on myself, becoming a better person. But then, on the other hand, sometimes it's good to have that support system and have that person, that intimate friend, companion, person that you romantically love, is there to support you and to encourage you and be there for you. That's important for men and women. If you're in same-sex relationships or heterosexual, I'm heterosexual, might be a little freaky, but I'm heterosexual, and it's important, you know, and it's important to know who we are, you know. Sometimes we're always looking outwardly for who we're looking for, but who are we? That's what's important, you know. So I just wanted to let you all know about that. And, you know, Saturday will be the weekend show. Sunday is a test show because we have a new studio system. And so I'm going to be testing, you know, the procedures and the logistics of how to, you know, checking things out and so on with the new switchboard and chat room. Because honestly, I'm looking forward to start opening up a chat room because I know a lot of you will log into the chat room because I log into other talk shows' chat rooms. And if you all missed Brian Cuban's show, I'm so glad he has resumed broadcasting his Blog Talk Radio show, Cuban Revolution, or the Red, the Cuban, yeah. So he had a good show yesterday where he interviewed sports analyst Mike Fisher, and they talked about Dallas sports and the Mavs and so on. So if you all missed that show, I encourage you all to listen to, visit his profile and listen to the rebroadcast of that show. But I'm so glad he has resumed his show, because really I got into Blog Talk Radio by listening to his show, Little Flip, and a few other people's shows, and then in recent months, before I began my show, Sexy India, I enjoyed listening to her show, and then there's many others. So I, shout out and thank my fellow Blog Talk peers. Thank you for supporting me, and I love your shows and so on. So thank you, and you all have a very fun and wacky, loving Thursday. Spread love, and if God willing, we'll meet at the same place at the same time tomorrow at 5:30 a.m. Central Standard Time and talk about love. And you all call. But, Reggie Ruffney be in, so so we'll be having a blast. Hopefully, if he decides to call, we'll still have fun, because you see how this show has gone. But I will end the show with at least one of the songs that I began the show with. So God bless you all. And again, thank you for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Report.
Said you got tired of the same old rock and roll. Start a new sunset life in Marilyn Monroe. Well, I know you spent a lot of time alone in your head. Swallowed every word I said. I never thought you'd be so easily led. 1 billion lights that will burn in our eyes till the morning. Run for our lives as we watch all the stars fall on Broadway. He said, I come from New York City. And I'm hard to satisfy. 'Cause I want sold on the city and its dreams. Picture perfect girl straight out of magazine. Yeah, you couldn't believe someone like me would leave you so weak. Took me down on the street, 'cause you don't need no sleep. 1 billion will burn in our eyes till the morning. Oh, we'll run for our lives as we watch all the stars fall on Broadway. He said, I come from New York City, and I'm hard to satisfy, 'cause I want in New York City.
wait for you. I'm not sure. Every mother's a